Hi there. The word for you today is hurt by Christians. In Psalm 86, verse 17, David writes, "You, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me." Let me ask you, have you been hurt by a Christian who chose to condemn you instead of showing compassion and helping you? Or by somebody who neglected you when they should have sought you out, restored you spiritually, and returned you to your rightful place in the family of God? Most people who've been hurt by other Christians could easily convince a jury that it should never have happened. And you know what? It shouldn't, but it did. And reliving it won't change things, but it will change you, and not for the better. Stop and think. If you were mugged and taken to the hospital, you wouldn't spend all your time obsessing about the person who beat you up. Your main objective would be to recover as quickly as possible, get out of there, and move on. Ironically, with physical wounds, we seek help immediately. But with emotional ones, we're inclined to focus on the problem instead of the solution. So, what are you to do? Well, here are your options, and there are four of them. Number one, rehearse it. By constantly talking to others about what happened, you empower the pain and keep it alive. Number two, repress it. That's what David tried to do. Psalm 32, verse 3. When I kept silent, my strength was sapped, as in the summer heat. Number three, process it. That means being willing to uncover the areas where you're wounded and opening yourself up to receive God's grace. That's when you discover the truth of this great promise. Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And number four, share it. The Bible says in James 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another, then pray one for another that you might be healed. And if you're wise, you'll choose options 3 and 4.